watch. What you wanna watch.
Hey everybody, welcome to Netflix Has No Chill.
I just said that.
I'm just doing multiple intros in case we wanna edit around. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm Gucci.
You paused. You had a hesitation before you said good.
I'm a little hungover, so I'm having a day.
Nice.
But
that's
you know
crude.
What? It was worth it.
Crudita.
It was worth it. Crudita is exactly what it is. I was just like a little bit hungover. Crudita.
Okay, I guess we should introduce ourselves
at
some point.
Hi, I'm Adriana.
Hi, I'm Zach. You're listening to the show that's going to help you figure out what the hell to watch on Netflix. Because Netflix has no chill, y'all. It's crazy. Okay. So this week, we're talking about a new Netflix original.
I know. I'm so sorry, by the way, to do that, because I feel like we should be watching other things.
I don't know. I feel like there are also now a lot of Netflix originals, and some of them look trash, and some of them look really good. And so part of this is going to be figuring out which of the new originals are worth it.
Yeah. So we watched Amazing Interiors.
Right.
It was just like a random fast choice.
Yeah, it was like a kind of a gut pick.
Yeah.
Didn't even realize it was happening and we were watching it.
No, yeah, like I don't even remember. I was like, how did I get here?
It just felt like it had been on.
Yeah.
And I was watching it.
Yeah.
It sort of has that kind of feel to it. So it's a What would you describe it as? A DIY kind of home show?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Yeah, sort of like documentary reality show. Because it's a little bit about the people who are doing this as much as it is the interiors.
Yeah, exactly. It's just... And it's also... Fun fact from 2018. I say fun fact because it just feels very much like an older show. Like, it feels like an early 2000s show. Just because it has that same structure that a lot of DIY house renovation shows have.
Yeah, it is not breaking any new ground on this type of show.
No.
So I guess, we're going to try to articulate what we think is the best time to watch it, kind of our review here.
Yeah, who should watch it? Who do you think should be watching this show?
So I think this is a show to put on when you just simply want to be doing stuff and look up and see pretty things or interesting things. And if you don't mind rewinding a minute to hear what the fuck is going on.
Just to see if you miss something and you want to see what they were talking, what you overheard. I think it definitely has a same feeling, like same home feeling to having something on in the background as maybe like The Office or Parks and Rec or it's not like a story.
It's as if you have a visual, like just a screensaver on your television if you're not really watching it, because it's just these like collections of interesting architecture and design on the insides of these people's homes.
Yeah.
And so you don't really need to be paying attention unless you're really interested in the story and the people who are creating these places.
Yeah.
So I would say, what would you rate this show just up top before we dive into it?
A solid 7.5.
7.5, okay. I would put it around a 7 as well, at least this first season.
Yeah.
I think it's certainly watchable. There's a lot of really interesting and weird stuff in there. But I don't think it's, like, must watch. I think if you're, like, if you've spent the last half an hour searching and you don't know what to watch, this is a good thing to just put on. Because it's easy to watch and also to kind of talk over instead of... an in-depth show, or even like The Office, because I find myself laughing too much to be paying attention to.
Yeah, when I said this was something like The Office or Parks and Rec that you can just have this on in the background, it's not that I have to follow the story. There's not a story to it. You know exactly what the structure is. You know exactly what you're getting, and it's a good waste of 30 minutes.
But I don't feel like it's a waste sometimes.
No,
you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, I think it is definitely predictable, is what you're trying to articulate, right?
This kind of like, saying it doesn't require really any kind of, like, thought on my part.
Sure.
Where I feel some shows that I watch,
like
I'm watching it because
attention.
I'm paying attention, because I'm thinking, I'm, like, involved, invested.
Right, you're enjoying the emotions that the characters are going through,
And with this, it's just more of a, like, Oh, that's cool. I like this. This is nice on my eyes.
Okay, this is what it feels like. It feels like if somebody made a museum into a TV show. Because, like, I'm not invested in what's going on. I'm just sort of observing. Like, I'm a casual observer walking through these people's lives.
Yeah, definitely.
So I feel like it's very casual viewing in that way. So this would not be something that I recommend for somebody who really wants to pay attention and get a real deep experience from a television show. But if you definitely are going to be, like, cooking dinner, or you're, like, cleaning and you need something, some noise and pretty colors on the background.
Or if you're, you know, if you're trying to just distract yourself for a
bit
when you're procrastinating,
you're
like, you know what, I really have to send this email out.
But I can also just watch an hour of cool people's homes and pretend I lived there.
Yeah,
I get that from it too.
Yeah, but it was fun. I had a lot of fun watching this. I liked seeing other people's houses because it's kind of interesting to all of a sudden just be in somebody's house that
mm-hmm.
you don't know
mm-hmm.
that. You've never met.
You don't have to pretend to give a shit about.
You're just like, I'm just here to look.
Exactly. It is the experience I want going into any place, is to literally be just like a fly on the wall. Like, you're just witnessing this person's life.
Yeah.
And in some cases, you're getting like the grand tour, but others, you're just sort of seeing it. And you're like, oh my God. And you're
like,
just filling in the details with your imagination.
Where did you get this?
Right.
Why?
In a weird way, there's such reflections of the people, or they show so much of the interior life of the people who live there, which I think... If the show is to get better, like, my hope is that this show evolves and kind of becomes more deep and interesting, because the potential of the title, Amazing Interiors, could really show you a really interesting cross-section of these people's inner lives in a way that isn't, like, this cheesy, detached thing, but a way that when you're going through the journey of these people building their dream goal houses, that could be a very interesting, compelling journey, I think.
But I wonder, though, because I feel like then it'll lose its... I know that it feels very gimmicky some parts.
Oh, so gimmicky.
But it's also... It's authenticity, because you can tell that these aren't actors.
Sure.
They're not, like... In a way, they're trying to be, like, just, like, the person you are in front of a camera.
Right,
in front of,
right.
Like,
this
device.
Is the brochure version of all of these people, I feel.
But sometimes you get to see, like, little parts of them. Of,
right.
Like, who they are, actually.
Right. You see
just
a little glimpse of them. Yeah.
And you're just like,
reason I say that is because, like, I feel like right now it's shot where they send a crew of people to go... check in on these people three times, basically, and there's, like, time passage between.
Man, I feel like it's more times, but
then I feel like they spend, like, one day with these people, because
I don't feel
like there's a lot of depth. Like, compare this to, like, Queer Eye, where five people go and hang out with one person for a week. Like, the intimacy that you get connecting to that person is much more, whereas this show, we don't know who is there. Right. All we know is the people that we're seeing the houses of. Right. So there's not this connection. There's not no emotional connection, which I think is just an interesting choice. It's very like documentary. But I think there's an interesting potential of the title too, to be revealing of these people's interior lives.
I see. You're going on a deeper level.
That's what I want from this show.
I'm here like, no, I'm fine. I don't really want to.
I don't think they would have
to
change the prettiness and the revealingness of people's houses. But I think they could, I don't know, I feel like there's a way for it to be, get more of the actual people they're seeing instead of that brochure version of them.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
But, the reason why I thought you were like, oh, they only spend one day. And I'm like, no, they don't. But yeah, they do. Because the way this is structured is that they go see, you in an episode, you see about three houses or so.
Yeah.
And then, or four houses. I don't
three.
Know.
It's three places every episode. Yeah.
And then one of those people, you kind of get to see the process that they are going through to make this their dream house. And when they're describing it in the beginning, you're like...
This bitch crazy.
You can't do this.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's just boom.
Right.
Boom. That's it.
Okay, so we're going to get into quote-unquote spoiler terror.
Fade to white.
Right. Right. What's going to happen to this guy? But, like, there are definitely people where you hear their pitch of the project they're undertaking for, like, the next 6 months of their life. And you've just looked at this person, and you're like... one, you're just an interesting person to begin with. Like, yeah. You have a story. And then they say this weird dream that they have for what the inside of their home is going to look like. And you're like, okay, let's fucking see you do
let's
this, I
you,
guess.
Yeah,
let's see
if you
pull it off.
Yeah. And honestly, I have not been disappointed yet.
Right.
I don't feel like... And we saw several of these episodes.
We saw 11 of the 12 episodes. Let's not bullshit
no, maybe,
here.
I don't even know. Maybe I feel like we're missing two episodes somewhere. Because
I've
kind
seen
of
all
just
of
like.
Sure, yeah. We
I
definitely like just
order.
Jumped around.
Yeah.
Order does not matter in this
yeah,
show.
No, no,
pick
no.
one that the thumbnail looks most interesting
yeah,
of.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
what we did until you have none left.
Until you're at the end and you're like.
And honestly,
I don't really
you could rewatch them depending on how
so,
high you
yeah.
were the first time.
But, like. One of them, you could definitely watch it again.
Sure.
Or, yeah, I feel like if you watch this show, most people could think that, could think there's one episode that I want to show somebody else.
Yeah, I think there's definitely an episode that makes you go, wow, I wish I lived in that kind of place. They do an interesting job of, like, kind of around the world, as well as very different styles and people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, like, 30 different white people houses.
Yeah.
Like, we're in, like, Europe, we're in Africa for a bit.
Yeah,
we're in Africa for a bit. We're in, like, all over the world
yeah.
in these different situations where people are trying to live, right? Because most of the beginning of these setups is, well, this is the space that we had, and this is what we kind of wanted it to look like. So this is how we figured out what to do here, because it's very much problem solving in every episode,
yeah.
which is kind of fun.
Yeah, you get to see somebody go through a struggle, which is
right.
honestly, it's just the
and it's the same struggle
story?
Every time.
What's that story?
The hero's journey
is what
100%.
This is. This is like storytelling at its easiest, cheapest,
the most
potential.
Basic version.
But,
yeah,
but
it's human
but it's,
beings
yeah.
that you're watching go through these stories. Like, there's no way you could
yeah.
have manufactured these stories from people.
But I like also that it gives you two other houses that you could kind of take a breather with. That
or
you're like,
bookends.
Oh,
yeah.
I need to, like, get away from this person for a bit. And then you go see another wonderful house, and you just see it when it's done.
Right. So they're,
and
yeah, the two bookend.
Incredible.
Yeah, they
like,
really are.
Incredible in their own way. Because
mm-hmm.
There are a few that I'm just like,
I would never live there, but wow.
But why?
Yeah.
But why is
but why? Wrong W word.
but yeah, there's definitely, well, there's not really like spoilers. We all know. Somebody goes
right,
to a house.
Right, this is like spoiling
like
a listicle on a
anything.
Blog. No, this is like looking at like a Tumblr account and being like spoiled by the pictures you see. Like
yeah.
there's no spoilers here, I feel.
Yeah, no. So the one episode that I asked you to kind of
yeah,
watch
the,
and
the
be,
one we started
and
with,
be
yeah.
like taking note of it instead of just watching it and
yeah.
being melted in the couch, more like let's remember this one. So the latest episode of Amazing Interiors were three houses, where one of them is the auto shop being constructed in Austin, Texas. The second one is the 13 different rooms from around the world in what. Essex, UK.
Yeah.
And then the third one was in North Carolina.
North Carolina,
right?
Yeah.
Is that a correct
it's
accent?
Southern, yeah, that's good enough.
That's House of Horrors, which
oh,
is exactly
yeah.
what it sounds like.
Yeah, that one was, that took me to a turn. That
yeah.
was just, whew.
Yeah. And it's crazy. The House of Horrors one, I'm like, I'm not really here for that. But I think, out of all of these, my favorite.
Your favorite episode?
No. My favorite episode of just this.
Oh,
episode
out of those three locations.
Yeah, that we watched.
Which would you want to live in?
The Essex, UK one with 13.
13
rooms.
Different rooms. Yeah, because
yeah.
it's like this novelist dude who's like,
yeah,
I want every room to be a different story.
Yeah, and like some of them were so confusing because he walked into a room and as soon as he walked in, he was like, and here's the kitchen, and I was like, oh, Mexico.
Yeah, because it has all these, like, colored papers hanging from
yeah,
the ceiling and
stuff.
Yeah,
and then he's like, and this is New Orleans. And
yeah,
I'm
New
like,
Orleans. Yeah. New Orleans. I loved
guess,
it. Yeah.
I guess. I don't even. But I've never been, nor
right,
have
maybe
I really
that's
seen.
Thing,
maybe that is a thing.
Maybe that's just, like, all of the Gulf of Mexico loves that type
just
of thing.
Interesting
yeah.
hearing him and, like, why.
Right.
Because
so, yeah,
rooms,
we get a really interesting person who's yeah. walking us through this, like, very different house, because one is, like, a Venetian tile bathhouse, and then you walk in, and you're like, oh, wow, this is amazing, there's, like, statues and shit, and then you end up in a completely different place as soon as you open the door.
Yeah.
So that was a very fun one to look
yeah.
at, and he gives it away, like, what a beautiful
oh
little
my
guy,
God.
Yeah.
He's
like, I've loved living in this house, and I believe someone else deserves to live here, too, and so he just gives it to his friend of his.
Yeah, to a close friend. He's
yeah.
just like, and they show that in the episode, that the guy...
Right.
Like,
I feel like
says,
so that's why I feel like the crew is there like one day, because he's like, all right, I'm going to tell her that on this day just to come by and check it out.
It's true,
because
I don't feel like they do like costume changes or anything for
right,
the other people. No, just for the one that they focus on.
Right.
And the one that they focused on for this episode specifically is a guy who wants to turn his auto shop into his home.
Right.
And he lives in a really nice condo
right.
in Austin, Texas. It's like just seeing downtown or something like
right.
that.
Right, downtown condo,
yeah,
super
and
nice.
It's beautiful. And he's just like, yeah, I just want to live in the...
I'd also just like to live in my auto shop.
Yeah.
Because he makes like custom cars, so he wants to put a shipping crate into his mechanics like
yeah.
bay and live there and,
out of the shipping container.
Right. So it's this very, very industrial project.
This was so tiny, 200 square feet.
Yeah, the shipping crate is.
Yeah,
yeah. So
exactly.
he's going from like 700 or 800 square feet down to 200.
Well, I mean 200 just in the shipping carrier, which is inside the auto shop, which,
sure.
which is technically, I guess,
his living room,
is it,
I guess,
no,
as well.
Like, no, the shipping container. I think we're...
what?
I think we're talking about the same thing, but I think we're not.
Okay, sorry, continue.
No, the shipping container,
yeah,
right, is where he has everything. So the living room, the bedroom, and all of that.
Sure.
And the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, no, is his auto shop then the living room?
There's no living room. It's literally, like, a bed in the back of a shipping crate, a bathroom on the other end, some
yeah.
kitchen and, like, table area between, and then... the auto shop and the stairs
right
down.
Underneath.
So
yeah.
I feel like you probably just have a nice ass TV downstairs in the auto shop
yeah.
and some couches.
That's
and
so true. And you, that's
you,
your living
great.
Room.
And yeah.
That's so true.
I feel like that's
it's
half
just,
of the auto
like
shops I've
finished,
ever been to.
You know, like
yeah.
when we saw it, oh, because these people, the one that you're following their journey on rebuilding a place, they have, for some reason, they have to throw a party at the end, or they have a reason as to why they have to finish.
Right. They have an end date
yeah.
in mind. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but it's mostly that they're going to invite people over to see
right,
the
people
place.
Are going to see them for the
yeah.
first time in however long, basically.
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like with some of them, they're not finished entirely.
No, certainly not. Because there was, the house in Louisiana, I think, that, like, really, like, macabre gothic house in the swamp that has, like, the really nice bridges and stuff, and
yeah.
it became, like, this weird, hunting lodge, but also full of like quasi supernatural and like weird fossils
Wait.
and it was a different episode. This is not the same episode.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
But like
this...
that one had like 2 rooms out of 15 done, and they were like, "We're still working on it."
Wait, is this the one that they were going to bring people in?
Yeah, there was
to,
like going to become
oh, okay.
a museum or
think,
whatever,
yeah.
like a tourist attraction. That was like the Color House, I think, is what it was called.
No, the Wonder House.
The Wonder House. That's
the
what
Wonder
it was.
House
yeah.
in Florida.
In Florida, that's
yeah.
why I thought it was Louisiana.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
wow.
I got all the details wrong.
Dude, yeah. There's a lot of places. There,
yeah, we,
a
okay,
lot.
Basically in the last week, we've seen 36 houses, and we're trying to remember which
Dude,
ones we like the best.
I remember all of them. I don't know why.
It's so true.
Like,
I have 3 words written down.
Why do I remember
down
this garbage information?
It's,
I'm just like,
it's nothingness.
That house, Wonder House in Florida.
I know where that is. I don't want to go there. I don't want to meet those people, but I know
what
everything
do you mean?
About it.
I would go there.
Would
all
you?
These places, I feel like most of them I would
I
go
am
see.
Like, there's a handful I would go see, not all of them.
No.
The Waterfall House would definitely go check that shit
yeah,
out. That
Waterfall
is amazing.
House. Dude, yeah. Just these... Just the name of your house.
Right.
Just so you all know, if I were to name our apartment that we live in right now,
mm-hmm.
it's called the Horse House.
The Horse House.
Yeah.
That's very true.
The Horse House.
That is the most recognizable feature.
And I feel like we could create our own fake amazing
Dude,
interiors.
So true. Oh my God.
We could do a cheap, like, amazing interiors, but when you're on a budget.
Yeah, budget interiors. It's not amazing.
Yeah.
That is
and
a hilarious
idea. I would start out by showing you the horses.
Right, right.
Statue
well,
horses.
Well, after we got these statues, the only thing we could ever do is make it horses inside.
Oh my God,
it
imagine.
It would be insane.
Imagine if we
this
lived
is
a
hilarious
in a barn.
Idea. Okay, so let's move on and
I'm
talk
sorry.
About that later.
Now
no,
I'm
no, no, because I want
show.
To continue talking about this more, but we have a podcast to continue. So I guess I also really want to know kind of what your favorites were of all of the places and your least
Definitely.
Favorites? Like, which of them would you totally live in and which would you totally not live in? Or
of course, the one that is my favorite, which I asked you to watch.
Which, like, I have seen 4 times now.
Maybe, probably. Probably I've seen 5.
Nice.
But I'm just kidding. You know,
I've seen it more still.
What was it? It was the one where they paint everything.
Oh, yeah, the lodge, the Masonic temple or
yes.
whatever.
Yes,
yeah, the Temple of
Ox. That is my favorite, and
I love the temple
will
of
Ox. Always have that ingrained in my memory. That's how beautiful it was.
Yes.
That it was just a work of art in itself.
The entire place on the inside was one giant continuous art piece, it felt like.
It took them, what did they say? 15 years.
So basically, this Russian couple bought a 14-room Masonic lodge in Boston in some, like, 94 or something.
Yeah.
Or in 2004. And they basically didn't come out of their house because they spent all of their time and money painting it. So
yeah.
Their entire effing house, from wall to including ceilings and floors, is colorful,
painted.
Has these massive murals, like, is
and
in,
it's,
insane.
It's, yeah. I just, all the the shit that you're thinking at that moment of just like, I'm going to paint this right here and that's going to connect because it's continuous.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't see it and think, oh, that's like
it was
one
not
thing,
a wall mural
thing.
Near a wall mural.
It's like
it's
one
like,
style.
Yeah.
One,
it's continuous
yeah.
throughout the entire house. There
one
are like faces
painting.
That are echoed through everywhere.
It's beautiful.
It
though.
Is gorgeous. Like,
and
I want to see it so
it's
bad.
It's funny because I feel like everybody on this show. Whenever they introduce their house, they're like, it looks like a normal house from the outside.
Every single person says, on the outside, it looks like your ordinary insert place house here. But
when you open the door, and then it just does the
does
fade,
this,
the
gimmicky
fade.
Ass
oh,
transition
God,
where they
so
walk
good.
In through their front door.
And, you're, and the
we
camera
sparkle
slowly
in. Yeah, and we like the color fades out, and we have like a shimmery,
yeah.
dusty quality to it. Yeah.
Just Tinkerbell.
Yeah, as if Tinkerbell has pulled us through the door. Yeah, it's a very, very gimmicky, predictably structured show,
yeah.
but because the craft and the devotion that these people have put into their interiors, like, it is really fun to watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
it's also,
what else do you, which other ones did you love? Or should I, because I really like that one too.
of course.
That one is amazing.
I forced
like,
you to like
I, no, I just see, I love, like, the style. It's as if they, like, took Moscow, like, architecture and art and color and just, like, threw it inside
yeah.
a building, which is so cool.
Yeah.
I also did really like Roland Emmerich's Dictator House.
Oh,
I think it's really interesting.
Serious?
It's just that, like, I wouldn't want to live there, but I think
no,
it'd be a fun like place to stay for a week because it is such
a
piece
week,
of art. It's in the same way that other Masonic
yeah.
lodge is a piece of art. So is Emmerich's house. Like
yeah.
each room is its own political statement and sort of like artistic
wild.
Like expression of just graphic horrible human beings throughout history.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like the reason why that house, just like. So opposed to it, or at least like kind of I stop at the idea of it.
Sure.
It's just because everything that is inside that house is everything that I've ever seen like the media and everybody say bad person.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And like there's a shot in there, spoilers, there's a shot in there with Saddam Hussein like hugging a child.
Right.
But in the steam, it looks like they're both in steam.
Right, because
and
it's in the bathtub. It's like the wall mural
yeah.
of the bathtub.
Imagine taking a shower
and the
right
only
next
thing
to
you can
you,
see
is Saddam Hussein hugging a child
yeah.
in your like
in your tub.
Yeah.
Basically with you. Like next tub to you.
No,
yeah. It's just a really interesting thing because if you'd never seen images of those people before, you'd have no idea.
No,
you'd just be like,
just,
what is this
yeah.
place? But because we're so inundated with the knowledge of how fucked up those people are,
yeah.
that it's just like
or
hard
just like,
to,
or,
and it feels like it's glorifying them, but also because it's like asking you to be like, you sure you want to be this cool about these people? Like, you sure you want to take a bath with Saddam Hussein? Like,
let's see, not all of them are bad. There's the Pope under the stairs.
Sure, okay. Sure. Another figure who is like the reputation of
yeah
exactly yeah.
Like it's all just a political statement
100%
posted up
but
everywhere.
It's not really like a coherent political statement
no.
It's just sort of like a like
a collection,
a
of
fun
all...
like art. It's like a art installation.
Yeah.
Walk through. You just sort of see all of these different dictators represented in the like opposite.
If there was a political museum,
mm-hmm.
maybe that
would be like
that
propaganda
would...
museum. I think is what it should be called. It's basically
okay,
just a propaganda inspired art house.
Yeah.
So I like that one, but I also really like the art office, the guy who, it was a work in progress in Nigeria, where the guy, like, hired this dope architect chick who
yeah.
was just like, I don't give a fuck what
she
you think.
She was the Beyonce of architecture.
She is the Beyonce,
she was,
yeah, exactly.
She's just like,
she was like, you are going to be here,
world.
Or I am not paying you, and I'm
yeah.
not paying you for next week's work that you're still going to do, bitch.
Yeah.
Get down here right now.
Yeah, she was, you know, props to her, because honestly, she made it happen.
Yeah.
Even though they went over budget.
Went over budget. Yeah. They the art style of that place was very cool, too, I think. Like, he
yeah.
was very specific.
Do you remember his name?
I don't remember his name. I gotta look it
sorry.
Up. It's,
sorry for not giving you the credit
like,
that you deserve, mister, because...
He's incredible.
That was incredible.
I'm such a fan of your work.
Yeah.
I know none of these people's names. Like, honestly.
It's funny, because I wrote somebody's name here. But what... It's
sorry,
the most mundane name ever. It was...
it's like, Tim Harris.
Yeah. But,
Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Basically. Let me just read you a few of my reminder phrases. Space spin efficient hidden. Oh, space Spain efficient hidden. That was that apartment. The all-white apartment, the DIY, that they hid all of the furniture basically
in
the
wall.
And
yeah.
it looked like this massive, huge... It reminded me a
yeah.
little bit of our place, because it was just like
yeah.
this really long,
yeah.
like tube. And
yeah.
then they had hidden basically every
rooms.
Room of the house
yeah.
as walls of this corridor.
So if they close the walls, it's all like a giant like living room
right.
is what it is.
Right.
And then you open the walls, and then there's beds on there.
Right,
and
the walls become
the
beds,
yeah,
and so they become these, like, it becomes
a really,
two-bedroom apartment.
Really great, I think, show of architecture as well, of somebody
yeah.
who's really good at their job.
Yeah, of figuring out space requirements. Yeah, very well
yeah.
done. But my note to that is, space, Spain, efficient, hidden.
That was the name of it?
That's nothing. That's not anything. And yet, I know exactly what that is because I've seen that show, episode twice now. What about ruined farmhouse?
That's what they call them? Where...
This
where are you getting this from?
I am getting
where,
this.
Who is your source?
My source is half my dumb brain and half the Netflix titles, okay? It's just a mix mashup because sometimes the titles were too long in Netflix and I didn't have space to write it down, and sometimes my brain was just like, this is a way better title.
I
like,
can completely understand you now because I did not understand one bit of what you just said. Space, Spain, hidden.
Hidden. Efficient.
Exactly.
Efficient.
And this is a title you made up for it.
I made that up.
Dear Zach,
this is my dumb brain.
You are,
but I know
wild.
Exactly what I'm talking about. See, that was my
yeah.
point.
Oh, that's
one,
perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. So
perfect
there's
note taking. You know.
Thank you.
But
ruined farmhouse was another one I really liked.
My favorite one also
favorite.
Was
favorite.
Another one of the bank. This
oh,
lady,
the inside the bank.
Yeah, the
yeah.
lady who like worked for a bank and then after a while
worked
at
a
jewelry store
her
and
own.
Now yeah
started
her
a jewelry
own
store.
Jewelry store. Boss, you
yeah.
know, Beyonce of jewelry.
I feel like,
and,
do you think she, like, she had much else going on in her life, though? Or was it jewelry store and
like,
then coming home?
Was she part of the mafia? Because I could see that.
Sure, that. Or, like, just a swinger on the side. And, like, her only life was non-committed sexual partners. And, like, then
yo,
she just go
you know
sell
what?
Jewelry and be a boss at work.
Whatever.
And then
like,
be a dom in the bedroom. Yeah, exactly.
She was great.
But I don't feel like she
turned.
Didn't feel like a family woman.
Yeah,
because,
no. Why?
I don't know.
Why do you need to be?
I don't.
Know?
I'm saying she. It's
that's
great
just who
because
she was.
This
yeah.
is the end product is that she lives
in a bank.
In a bank,
like she's a fucking you know living in a bank.
So cool. And her literally like her bar hangout area
right now so that I could just come up
live it in a bank.
Yeah,
live it in a bank.
But I just love that she turned a box. In, it gave it shape. Like, she did
yeah.
swirling staircases so that it gave it kind of a more, like, curvy, bigger space. She made the kitchen, I believe, inside a half a dome
mm-hmm.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's closed off to the rest of the house, but you walk along the wall and then there's an opening.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't look like a box from inside.
Right. It reminds me of, like, the inside of a seashell or, like,
yeah,
like a hermit crab
so,
shell.
Yeah, beautifully put.
But, and then at the center of it is still the bank vault, and she has her fucking bar in there.
Yeah.
I want to go sip drinks inside the vault, full of fucking security boxes.
Yeah, like so many. She was saying that she did, when the bank gave her this place, they didn't give it to her when she bought it.
They were just like, yeah, you can have it.
You can have it. You should have it. When she bought it, they said that they had sent out letters for 7 years before they closed it, telling everybody.
Everyone has security boxes in the vault. She sent letters for 7 years saying, come by, pick it up.
And some of them will forever be closed, possibly.
Yeah, she has to drill them open. Yeah,
she hasn't even opened them.
Right.
And she's just like, I'll get to it.
Weird to me that she's like, I'll get to it. I feel like as soon as you are done sending those letters, you buy that drill, baby, and you start busting open those security. I want to know what everybody's hiding in these things, because there's precious shit. There was like weird love letters that were hidden. Like, that was my favorite little detail that I wanted to know, is that like this dude would have his mistress write letters and they would be delivered to a security deposit, and he would go in there and read it. And that was like his basically like
a beautiful weird thing. I mean, that's not beautiful because obviously he's having an affair. But, you know,
but it's like an affair of letters, of like your mind affair. Yeah, it's like such a beautiful little like romantic gesture to be like leaving these secret messages.
And just to read them after, because she said that they were spicy.
Yeah,
I think.
Some spicy, spicy. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Dirty love letters. But yeah, I think that was a cool one.
Before sexting was a thing.
Yeah,
it's just like
pre-sexting.
Yeah, it's just like
I'm gonna send you some dirty telegrams, book boy.
Oh man.
And okay, let me see. Which ones would you not live in? Are there any that obviously like all the sports clubs houses, the train one?
I think we're
one.
Both thinking of the same one when you said sports house.
The hockey one, the Cubs one, the horror house. None of these I want to live in.
Yeah, the hockey one was like excessive, and you could tell the wife.
Oh, she was not a fan. Oh, that is okay. Can we talk about... I have two things also I want to talk about. The stank that partners gave their person, because it's almost always a crazy dude and his, like, supportive wife's or girlfriend who's like, I can't believe he's doing this, but we're fucking doing this. Or it's like a young couple that are in it together.
Yeah.
And they're like, I think we fucking have a Monica Rikachu here. They, like, slowly go crazy.
Yeah. But it's... Yeah, these people are just incredible... And that lady, though,
the hockey wife,
like, the whole time was basically talking trash about both of them. She's like, but whatever, they're doing it. And then at the end was like, she's lucky I even like hockey, or he's lucky.
I mean, I like hockey.
But
like, it was just like the way she said it was like, I just enjoy watching hockey. I don't fucking love hockey.
Live in it.
Oh, the crazy thing about them, though, was that they lived on an island off of the coast of a big city. So they had a very limited number of people that they could know, and apparently hockey was the only thing that island gave a fuck about. And so this dude was hockey central on his island, and
just
so was top dog because
like
of that.
Like, killing his backyard space.
Yeah.
To make more room.
She was so triggered
about
that.
I would be too.
Could have had a garden, you know, but, you know, we gotta have a bigger clubhouse, made out of hockey sticks, of course, because that's the only thing he makes anything with, but I like hockey.
Yeah, it's great.
Salty.
It's great.
Real salty.
Well, yeah.
I would be too if you were stuck on an island with a crazy guy like that.
That's your husband.
You married a crazy person who built a hockey empire.
Crazy. He's just a passionate
obsessed.
Individual.
Obsessed,
all
I would
these
say.
People I say could be considered obsessed in some sort of way, but it could
I
also
consider
be
that
they're passionate about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one of my least favorites. The other one that I think was also one of my least favorites was... maybe...
All of the LA ones. Every single person that lives in LA is craziest.
Yeah. Was a lady who had everything that was pink?
Yeah, it was like a 60-year-old lady who... Yep, it was her. It was then the dollhouse, which was... Your eyes just rolled in the back of your head when you were just like,
didn't.
Oh, God. It was the chick with her goth roommate. That was the quote-unquote dollhouse, the one that was like full of action figures and stuff.
Yeah, that was weird. Because
she was like an 8-year-old girl
who
had grown up into 35... but hadn't grown up at all.
And wanted
like,
to be like the Little Mermaid
in
real life.
Super red wig on. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that was a wig.
You don't think that was a wig? I was hoping it was a wig.
That's hair with extensions.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. She made some permanent choices then. Okay. Semi-permanent.
Semi-permanent.
Okay.
but
and then there was the cat house.
I liked that house.
Well, yeah, because it was full of cats.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
An animal house is kind of fun. Like, dumping that much money into... making your place way easier for animals to live is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that. I just wish it wasn't 25 cats, because that's a lot of cats.
Dude, they show how it is in that house during dinner time.
Yeah.
And that guy just has to prepare, like, 20-something bowls of
He's
cat
just
food.
Being...
How much... Dude,
600
say,
a month or something like that.
That's insane how people give the prices, too, of everything that they... Like,
that is a great thing.
Like, how much they've spent in order to make this place what they want it to be. Some
yeah.
people would spend millions.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, like that
one,
luxury penthouse.
Yeah, that's exactly the one.
Insane.
That they bought a whole...
They bought a whole
building,
first of all. An
like
old rundown factory.
Huge.
Knocked out the top two levels, basically. It was like an office building at the top, and they just kicked all the walls out.
And just made the house in there.
And part of the elevator. They got rid of the elevator shaft of that room.
I didn't see that part.
The entire top floor is only...
Stairs.
Yeah. Is only stairs up to it, I think. And then they filled it all with designer furniture.
Like, they bought a coffee table for over £1,000.
That was like 5,000 euros.
Euros?
Yeah. So it was like $5,000 for that coffee table.
Yeah.
But it weighed, like seven people had to carry it. And the lady loved that seven people had to carry it.
Yeah.
She was like, creaming her jeans about it. Like, it was
crazy
so weird.
About the whole thing. Was
yeah.
just like, don't scratch it. Don't do this. And
it's
I was just like,
$5,000
yo, why aren't you at a spa?
Yeah, 100% I agree with that. Like, you don't know anything about it, so why are you here?
Yeah,
like,
why are you
what
just
I wanted,
directing the whole thing? They 100%. Can do this.
Because they made a whole thing. I feel like this was a whole, like, long, like, what am I trying to think? Like, role play for them was, like, this really long sexual fantasy where he,
they lived
like,
in the 70s.
Spends, well, yes, but also he spends fuckloads of money on her, and they don't fuck for, like, 2 months while all the renovations get done, and then they just, like, bang for a week in this, like, newly renovated place. Like, I feel like some
this
weird...
This is oddly too specific. Like, I feel like...
Is this just my fantasy?
Yeah, I think
okay.
that's just something
right.
you're just talking
No, I was just,
right
this
now.
Was what I was reading into this whole thing. I was like, who... Okay, who wants to, one, spend so many millions of dollars just filling your place with things that you're just going to go,
people,
oh, a person put that?
People who want to show off. Obviously, like, they were saying stuff like, oh, and here is our table from Paris. And
right.
here is our...
Our Moroccan tile.
Yes. And this is our fireplace from...
This was $10,000.
Tahiti. I don't know, like, fucking...
My Tahitian fireplace. Yeah.
Fucking showing off the whole time. You know what? I'm a little bitter, but...
But there was, like, all that weird...
Time,
okay, let me just justify a little bit as to why I read into that. Because there was all of that weird thing about her being like, I don't know anything about how much it is. And he's like, oh, I know the whole thing. I'm running the money. Like, I see everything, and we go to places, and she just tells me to buy things. And I'm like, all right, I guess I have to buy that. Like, there was, like, this weird...
Yeah, there was
like,
a weird...
Like, Dorian Gray type of situation going
yeah.
on. Not Dorian Gray. 50 Shades of Gray. Wrong Gray. Anyways, I'm sorry. Let's continue to another episode before I continue down this rabbit hole.
I don't know. I feel like those were
I would
the...
also not live in the steampunk church. Sorry, just to throw that into the air.
That's really messed up. That's a cool place. I mean, I wouldn't live there, but it's a cool place. All these places, I'm like, they could be museums.
Yeah.
They could be, like, mini museums. You could charge people to come in and look, except for the ones in L.A., because... Nobody's going to an apartment. That's...
No.
Yeah.
No, honey. No, you can never charge for that. What about the boathouse? The young couple that, like, renovate that boat?
That was so long ago in
that was,
my
like,
brain.
The first episode we watched together.
That
the
I can't even...
Made.
Yeah, I can't believe that I had completely forgotten about that. Yeah, the boathouse was incredible. And I love seeing young people be able to do these things.
Right,
because it just gives me, like, inspiration.
Yeah.
To get up and do something.
Right, to make
and
our place a little bit nicer.
Yeah, you know, I
whatever.
Try. I try, but it's
I
hard.
I think it looks nice in here. We
Thank
put a
you.
Lot of effort into it.
Thank you.
If nothing else, we've worked hard on it. Regardless
is,
of how it looks.
This is very true. But, yeah, I love the idea that your house is a reflection of you. Because it's kind of your... If you're a hermit crab, it's your little
Yeah, it's
shell,
your little shell.
And...
Yeah.
We're all hermit crabs in a way, and
yeah,
we go
so.
Home to something.
Right.
And we want it to be something comfortable that reflects us.
Yeah.
And it's fun to see other people and how they're living and how they see themselves.
Yeah.
And how they want to be portrayed in the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's mostly what I got away from it. And also just really great inspiration.
Yeah.
For what I could have.
Yeah, it's very inspiring if you want to kind of get some ideas of how to go about doing whatever budget level design you want to do on your own house. Like, kind of get an idea of, like, how crazy you can go and how successful you can be. But also just, like, get inspired to do something and make your space more evocative of yourself.
Definitely.
Which is kind of cool.
I'm definitely going to tell my parents to watch this.
Oh, man.
Because, you know what? Language ain't nothing.
Don't matter.
It don't matter. I mean, it
Some
does
people
a little,
barely
actually.
Speak English.
It does.
And then there was
a couple Spanish.
Yeah.
So they could watch those episodes. But,
you don't think that, yeah.
But no, whatever. I think my mom would definitely become way too inspired from this, because right now my parents are remodeling the kitchen,
uh-huh.
and it's basically just my mom telling my dad what to do,
uh-huh.
and
it's so funny.
It's great because I feel like they're kind of doing something right now since my sister and I are out.
Right, they're empty nesters
remodeling
the nest.
Yeah, they're like
remodeling
the nest. You know, it's becoming their nest now.
Right.
So it's funny to see like their reflection of themselves also
mm-hmm.
in like marble.
Right.
You know, like
right. Ooh,
yeah,
this looks
ooh.
Nice, but we'll do it ourselves.
But it's so much nicer than what we used to have.
I'm sure.
Let me
yeah.
tell you that.
Yeah. Whatever that
a,
fake wood was or whatever.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
even know.
Like particle board.
Yeah. Glad you know what I'm talking about and can describe it. Because I had no words for it. I was just going to call it yellow dot.
Yellow dot. Yeah, okay. So I guess that's kind of our run-through of Amazing Interiores.
Yeah.
The new Netflix original.
Definitely give it a try.
12
give it a
episodes.
Try.
Yeah, there's if you need to binge something at night or
and
just
you're done with
yeah,
your
you don't
typicals.
Want to turn your brain on. Yeah.
It's not that you're done with your typicals. Let's be real. You're going to go back to your
right, you're taking
typicals.
A break.
But yeah, you need something new. Definitely. Go ahead
yeah.
and watch it.
And you just want to sit back and chill, maybe talk, smoke a joint, whatever. It doesn't need to be paid attention to
drink
too much. Drink a gin, drink a whiskey, anything. Anything goes in your household while you're chilling.
I was going to start singing Anything Goes, but I don't think that's a thing.
Is that
unless
like
a
commercial
a
jingle?
No,
that you
I, think
just...
that's a, I think that's a musical.
I think you're right. Anything Goes, yeah. I've not seen it. But I can visualize the soundtrack cover because I guarantee my mom or Ron has that.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to Netflix Has No Chill this week. I'm Zach.
I don't know who I am.
Lost track of ourselves throughout this episode. All right. Thanks. Give us 5 stars or whatever.
Can you do that?
Fucking like us. I don't know, man. Please. Just listen. That's all I want, bro. I'm just putting this into the internet, to the ether. Start a podcast. It'd be fun.